This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Michael Orthodox Church in Louisville, Kentucky. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to day 164 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is June 13. The Jews are in exile currently under King Darius of Persia. King Cyrus of Persia, years before, had let some of the Jews return home to rebuild their city, but that had stopped with successive leaders who were afraid that the Jewish people might strengthen themselves and be a threatening nation. Now that Darius is king, there are new opportunities for the Jewish people. Yesterday we read how the three young guards of Darius came up with a contest to find out what thing in the world has the most strength. And Zerubbabel won with the answer, truth. Darius asked him what reward he would like. And that's where we are. And if this is the first time you're hearing this story, that might be because it's in the Septuagint version of the Old Testament. It is not found in the Masoretic text. Let's begin. 1 Ezra, chapter 4, verse 43, through chapter 5, verse 45. Then Zerubbabel said to the king, "Remember the vow you swore on the day you received your kingdom to rebuild Jerusalem, and to send back all the vessels taken from Jerusalem, the ones Cyrus removed when he vowed to destroy Babylon and vowed to send them back there. You also vowed to rebuild the temple which the Edomites set on fire when Judea was laid waste by the Chaldeans. Now this is what I consider worthy of you, O Lord our King, and what I ask of you, for this befits your greatness. Therefore I beg of you that you keep the vow you vowed to the King of Heaven from your own mouth." Then King Darius arose and kissed him. He wrote letters for him to all the treasurers, governors, commanders, and satraps, that they help him on his way, and everyone going up with him to rebuild Jerusalem. He also wrote letters to all the governors of Coelesyria and Phoenicia, and to those in Lebanon to transfer cedar logs from Lebanon to Jerusalem to help him rebuild the city. Then he wrote to all the Jews who went up from his kingdom to Judea in behalf of their freedom, that no power, satrap, commander, or treasurer was to come against their doors, that all the territory they ruled was to be theirs without subjection to taxes, that the Edomites were to hand over to the Jews the villages they had seized, that 20 talents were to be given every year for the building of the temple until it was completed, and 10 talents every year for the whole burnt offerings to be offered each day on the altar according to the commandment to make 17 offerings. And that all those from Babylon who went up to build the city were to have their freedom, the people and their children, and all the priests who went up with them. He also wrote that they were to pay the expenses for the priestly vestments in which they served. He likewise wrote that they were to pay the Levites' expenses until the temple was completed and Jerusalem rebuilt. Also, for all who guarded the city, he wrote that they were to be given lands and wages. Then he sent forth from Babylon all the vessels Cyrus had removed, and everything Cyrus said to do, he also commanded to be done, and he sent them forth to Jerusalem. Now when the young man went out, he lifted his face to heaven toward Jerusalem and blessed the King of Heaven, saying, "The victory and the wisdom are from you, the glory is yours, and I am your servant. Blessed are you who granted me wisdom, and I give thanks to you, O Lord of our fathers." So he took the letters and went to Babylon and reported everything to all his brothers. they too blessed the God of their fathers because he had granted them freedom and release from captivity to go up and rebuild Jerusalem and the temple called by his name. Then they feasted with music and gladness for 7 days. After this, the heads of the paternal houses were chosen according to their tribes to go up, along with their wives, sons, and daughters, and their male and female servants, and their cattle. Darius also sent along 1,000 cavalry with them to bring them back to Jerusalem in peace, and with the music of drums and flutes. All their kindred were dancing, for Darius arranged for them to go up with them as well. These are the names of the men who were their governors, and who went up according to their paternal houses in the tribes: the priests, the sons of Phinehas, the son of Aaron, Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, the son of Seraiah, and Joachim, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, of the house of David, from the family of Pharis, of the tribe of Judah. Zerubbabel was the one who spoke wise words before Darius the king of the Persians in the 2nd year of his reign, in the month of Nisan, the first month. They are the ones from Judea who went up from their sojourn in captivity, and whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon resettled in Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and the rest of Judea, each to his own city. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramia, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvei, Hehum, and Bana, their leaders. The number of those from the nation, including their leaders, were the sons of Parash, 2,172, the sons of Shephatiah, 472, the sons of Ara, 756, the sons of Pahath-Moab, of the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zattu, 945, the sons of Chorbi, 705, the sons of Bani, 648, the sons of Bibei, 623, the sons of Azgad, 1,322, the sons of Adonikam, 667, the sons of Bigvei, 2,066, the sons of Adin, 454, the sons of Atar of Hezekiah, 92, the sons of Kilan and Ezitas, 67, the sons of Azaru, 432, the sons of Anias, 101, the sons of Aram and the sons of Bizei, 323, the sons of Harif, 112, the sons of Betaris, 3,005, the sons of Bethlomon, 123. Those from Netophah were 55, those from Anathoth, 158, those from Beth Asmaveth, 42, those from Kirjath-Jearim, 25, those from Chephira and Beeroth, 743, the Chediasins and Amidians, 422, those from Kirama and Geba, 621, those from Makalan, 122, those from Betolio, 52, the sons of Nephish, 156, the sons of the other Calomalalis and Ono, 725, the sons of Jerichus, 345, the sons of Sanah, 3,330. The number of the priests were the sons of Jedeah, the son of Jeshua, of the sons of Anasib, 972, the sons of Immer, 1,052, the sons of Pahur, 1,247, the sons of Charmi, 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Joshua and Kadmiel, and Banas and Sudius, 74. The number of the temple singers were the sons of Asaph, 128. The number of the gatekeepers were the sons of Shalom, the sons of Atar, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hatita, the sons of Shobei, in all 139. The number of the temple servants were the sons of Esau, the sons of Hosuppha, the sons of Tabaoth, the sons of Kiroth, the sons of Sua, the sons of Paddan, the sons of Labana, the sons of Hagaba, the sons of Akub, the sons of Uthai, the sons of Kitab, the sons of Hagab, the sons of Subay, the sons of Hannah, the sons of Kathua, the sons of Gedur, the sons of Jairus, the sons of Dason, the sons of Noeba, the sons of Chezeb, the sons of Gezerah, the sons of Uzza, the sons of Phinoi, the sons of Hasra, the sons of Beshthei, the sons of Asna, the sons of Mani, the sons of Nephisim, the sons of Akuf, the sons of Hakufa, the sons of Azor, the sons of Farakim, the sons of Bazluth, the sons of Mahida, the sons of Kutha, the sons of Cheria, the sons of Barkos, the sons of Sarar, the sons of Tema, the sons of Nezia, the sons of Hatifa. The sons of the servants of Solomon, the sons of Asaphioth, the sons of Peruda, the sons of Jala, the sons of Lozen, the sons of Izdael, the sons of Shephatiah, the sons of Agia, the sons of Pokereth Hazabaim, the sons of Sarothi, the sons of Messiah, the sons of Gas, the sons of Adus, the sons of Subas, the sons of Aphira, the sons of Barodis, the sons of Shaphat, the sons of Alan. All the temple servants and the sons of the servants of Solomon were 372. Those who came up from Thermaleth and Thelarsas, led by Cherath, Adon, and Amar, were unable to tell of their lineage and generation as to how they were from Israel. They were the sons of Deleah, the son of Tobiah, and the sons of Nakoda, and their number was 652. The priests who laid claim to the priesthood, but were not found in the register, were the sons of Habea, the sons of Hakaz, and the sons of Jadis, who married Agia, one of the daughters of Barzillai, and was called by his name. So when a search into the lineage of these men was made in the register, and nothing was found, they were removed from the list to perform priestly service. Nehemiah and Atharias said they were not to partake in the holy things until a high priest arose wearing the Urim and the Thummim. All those from Israel from 12 years of age and older, apart from the male and female servants, were 42,360. Their male and female servants were 7,337. Cantors and musicians were 245. There were 435 camels, 7,036 horses, 245 mules, and 5,525 donkeys. Some of the heads of the paternal houses in Israel arrived at the temple of God in Jerusalem and vowed to the best of their ability to rebuild the house on its site, and to give to the temple treasury for its works 1,000 minas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly vestments. The priests, the Levites, and some of the people decided to live in Jerusalem, while the temple singers and the doorkeepers settled in the countryside with all Israel in their villages. Psalm 134, verses 1 through 12. Praise the name of the Lord, O you servants, praise the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is good. For the Lord chose Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. For I know the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all the gods. All things whatsoever the Lord willed, he did, in heaven and on the earth, in the seas and in all the deeps, bringing clouds from the furthest part of the earth. He made lightning for the rain, bringing winds from his storehouses. He struck the firstborn of Egypt, from man to cattle. He sent forth signs and wonders in your midst, O Egypt, among Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck many nations and destroyed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and he gave their land as an inheritance for Israel his people. Proverbs chapter 28, verses 26 through 30. He who casts off his father or mother and thinks he does not sin, he is the accomplice of an ungodly man. A greedy man judges rashly, but he who trusts in the Lord shall be careful. He who trusts in an arrogant heart, such a man is without discernment, but he who walks in wisdom, such a man shall be saved. He who gives to the poor shall not be in want, but he who turns away his eye from them shall be in much distress. The righteous lament in the places of the ungodly, but in their destruction the righteous shall be increased. John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst, and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. Today we read of Christ's resurrection in John's Gospel. We are coming to the end of this beautiful book, one more chapter, and John states the purpose of his writing when he says, But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. He wrote this so that people might believe. Reading throughout the whole of John's Gospel, the topic of belief is mentioned many times. Belief is not always easy. For many people, signs must aid them in their belief. For Thomas to believe, he had to see the marks of crucifixion in Jesus' body. And Jesus seems to speak to us when he says to Thomas, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So Jesus is saying we could group the believers into two categories. Those who see and believe, that's the first category, and it includes all the disciples who saw Jesus and believed. And the second is those who don't see and believe. That would include us, since this all happened a long time ago. So the passage I read a moment ago, But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name, this shows us that John's Gospel, and by extension the Bible, is written for those in the second category. Some see the evidence and believe, and others read the evidence and believe. This is why the Bible is so important. It helps us to believe, and belief in Christ gives us life. It's a great thing that we come together each day to read the Scriptures. How often I hear people, including myself at times, yearn for greater faith. This practice of daily reading is an important means to that. So, my brothers and sisters, great job in keeping up with this year-long journey, or if you've joined us somewhere along the way, we're so happy we are all reading together now. I'm Father Alexis. Let's keep reading. I'll be back tomorrow to continue with you. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
You have been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. For more information about the ministries of St. Michael Orthodox Church, please visit orthodoxky.com. That's orthodoxky.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.